Hello everybody, welcome to Artist Corner. I'm your host, Nolan Brewer, and today I'm joined by two special guests, Navo the Maestro and Sky Blue. And if you aren't familiar with their work, Navo the Maestro is a legend on the keys, and he's a great producer and musician who has collaborated with Sky Blue, who doesn't rap, he paints the sky blue, on their album Keys of Light. And yeah, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah. Thank you for having us. That's an honor.
For those who don't know, could you explain the story of how you guys met and how your friendship has evolved since then?
Who's starting with this one?
You can start.
Man, personally, I met Blue through a friend, DJ Rayman, who's also an incredible producer. He's actually produced some really dope work for Blue. One of the previous albums, The Universal Journey. Definitely check that out. It's a beautiful project. And you know, it's cool because you know, DJ Rayman and I, we actually knew each other from childhood, but we went to like the same church as kids, but we didn't like realize that we went there at the same time until we started reciting core memory events that happened at like certain camps and stuff like that. And it was like, oh, this is crazy. So we had recrossed paths, but we ended up going to this show out in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And there was this really dope spot that's not there anymore. It's called Chapel Hill Underground. And, you know, they had a really cool show in there. You wouldn't believe the lineup, but it was Megaran was there. You know, Sky Blue, obviously. We had this really dope producer that made music on his Game Boy, Blastimator. Shout out Blastimator. It was Sublime Cloud, dude. It was incredible, man. But anyway, so we all just kind of met through there after the show. You know, we were just kind of talking and hanging out. And I know I'll let Blue talk more about this, but Blue was doing kind of like a live band with his music and stuff. And you know, I told him I played keys, and so whenever his keyboardist, you know, wasn't available, you know, I would fill in. And yeah, we just all just started hanging and stuff. And, you know, we started kind of talking about video games. And, you know, one of the first games that we talked about, we'll get more into this later, was
Jet Set Future.
Jet Set Radio Future, man. So, you know, it's crazy how that kind of came around. But yeah, man, we just been kind of you know, we just been kind of kicking it since, man. And you know, we'll get more into the story, because it's been closer to going on like 10 years now. So you know, it's a little bit more of a journey to it. But initially, that's, you know, that's how we met, was through music, man. So yeah.
Were you nervous at all when you first reached out to Sky Blue?
It's funny because the way it happened was kind of more organically. Like we all were just kind of at the show together, just talking. And then, you know, we used to go over to a friend's house to do, I was playing with a group called War in the Pocket at the time. So we would do our practices there. And then Blue would also do his practices with the group, with DigiDestin, there at the place as well. And, you know, after we did our rehearsals and stuff, I mean, we would just be chilling, eating food, playing video games and stuff. And everybody was just kind of kicking it, you know? And I think we all just bonded just during that time. So it wasn't really like a formal reach out. Mm. It just kind of happened organically, you know?
I think that's really inspiring, because I feel like there's a lot of artists or musicians who maybe they might feel a little more nervous to talk to people. And I was wondering, do you have any kind of words of advice for those kind of people who want to start meeting more people to hang out with and make stuff with?
Coming from me or from Blue?
Or either of you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you take this one, bro.
any advice? I would say just go for it, you know. If y'all share common interests, whether it's music, what game, anime, or whatever, you know, it's you know, you never know, you know, just reach out, you know. There's a lot of some of the best, I think, collaborations happen organically, or a lot of the best collaborations actually happen that way, like bonding over something else that it wasn't even, you know, surrounded by music, you know, that didn't even include music. Music just happened to be a part of it, you know. So it's just like, oh, yo, you like that too? That's what's up, you know. Y'all talking to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Networking from there, building a friendship, or you know, at least, you know, just some kind of like camaraderie in a way. And then before you know it, you know, it's like, oh, you make music too? Word, you know. Or but you know, if you're talking about just artists, you know, just reaching out to another artist, you know, you should just go for it. You know, I know anxiety can get the best of people, or nerves or something like that, you know, and but you know, it never hurts to reach out, you know, because we got the world at our palms with these with the phones and everything. So it's just a comment or a DM away, you know. Just be like, hey, yo, I dig your stuff, or a comment, y'all dig your stuff and this and that. Yo, check me out, or you know, or you don't gotta just jump straight to saying check me out. You can just, you know, I like your music and stuff like that. And you know, a lot of people, you know, even people that might reach out to me that way, you know, without even saying they make music, I still just go check them out regardless, you know. So I'd be like, and before you know, I'm like, oh man, y'all make some dope music, you know. You just never know.
Yeah.
Let's just go for it, you know. Hey.
I mean it. I think if I was too nervous to reach out to you guys, this interview wouldn't be happening.
Exactly. Now you live your proof of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, it never hurts, you know. You know, I know it, you know, there's a risk of ego sometimes and stuff like that, but you kind of know the difference. You can kind of tell people by their fruit, you know, you'll see what they posting, or you know, just kind of like a vibe. You can just kind of tell, like, oh, this guy seemed kind of, or this girl, whoever seemed kind of approachable. So, you know.
Yeah, I think part of being an artist already is realizing that there's going to be a risk of failure. So I think it's important to know that and not let it drag you down, like we were talking about. Do you guys think that collaboration makes music sound better?
Man.
It shoot. Oh, you go ahead, bro.
I mean, we sound like we was on the same wavelength, but like, nah, I think you were about to say it can, you know, like, I wouldn't say it's guaranteed. I would say though that when a collaboration does work, is magic. You know what I'm saying? And you know, especially in the realm of hip hop, groups like, one of my favorite. Actually, one of our favorite, rap groups of all time is Little Brother,
Hey, it'll be business.
LB Business, man, and they are their music is magic. You know what I'm saying? I do think it's critical. It's a plus when the two or more individuals actually, have some type of like bond, camaraderie, something there, because it's easier to work with them and it's easier to get ideas out. I think, if you and the other person or other people are kind of clashing creatively, and personality wise, it can be difficult to reach a point where, you all are ready to decide on, okay, yeah, this goes out, because it might be a thing where it's like, I like this, and the other person, because of just the differences, or you don't understand how the person flows and works, you might risk being in a situation where it's like, yeah, I don't really rock with that, or like, I don't agree with that, I don't like that sound, so I think, just knowing the person is absolutely a plus. And for me, collaborations aren't always the greatest, but when they're great, they're amazing. I'll just say that.
And with that being said, how would you describe your guys' collaboration process for Keys of Light? And I had another part of the question, but I can't remember it. Maybe we can come back to that in a second.
Yeah, it's all good.
No doubt, man.
but
What you got, Blue? Go ahead.
how do we, you said how will we describe the process?
Yeah.
Man,
Man.
oh, I remember the second part, by the way.
Oh,
W
yeah,
would
you go
you
ahead.
say that you guys had to talk about your creative visions while making the album, or did you guys just have kind of a flow?
So you want to answer both of them or
Yeah, if you don't mind.
nah, definitely. It came, you know, it happened like organically for real because we weren't even supposed to do an album. You know, it was gonna be just
Right.
like a few songs. Like we was like, yo, let's do an EP. And this is when Nava was getting back, like getting to fully producing, you know. So I'll let you go into details of that, of how this is your first full length, like, you know what I'm saying? Navo the Maestro, you know, but like we was just supposed to do some songs, you know, and like before we know it, the songs that we did didn't even make the album. It just happened as we was working and we got a groove going, and before you know it was like, oh, this is gonna be a full length project. And it just so happened the world shut down in the process. Never happened before. And so we were battling that while trying to make the album at the same time. And that went into the album because now it went from like, oh, let's just make some dope songs to like, oh man, what are we gonna do right now? Because the world kind of shut down and there's a lot of panic and fear out here. Are we gonna just kind of like play the background? Are we gonna kind of step up in a moment and be like, yo, we got a voice. We know how powerful music is. Why don't we just use this, you know what I'm saying, to kind of like spread some light? And that's why Keys of Light came to be. And you know, as far as the process in it was just us, you know, coming back and forth, like he sending beat ideas and he coming, you know, he at this point he wasn't staying 20 minutes out in Durham anymore. He was like 10 minutes away down the street, you know. So he was coming over to the house and bringing his machine, laptop, bringing the keyboard, setting up in the den. And you know, playing melodies, we grooving, throwing ideas around, recording voice memos and stuff like that. And you know, and having conversations as well. A lot of the conversations went into the music. It'll be times where we, you know, chilling, we watching something, you know, we eating something, and we just get, you know, we're going into some good conversations, some deep conversations. And a lot of those themes and ideals went into the actual concept in the songs as well, you know. And you know, that's kind of like, and what's the second part? I'm a Novel, you can answer after both of them actually. After what was the second one?
The second question was, oh, I think you answered it maybe. I asked if you guys have to talk about how to make your visions, or if it was kind of just a flow.
Oh, word. Yeah, Novel, that's all on you, bro.
Definitely, man. Just like a tiny background on myself. Like I kind of have had more of a performance based live performance based experience with music. I had but by this point I did have production experience, but it was super limited. It was like whatever I could do on my college laptop at the time, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever I can make happen on free softwares, and there's nothing, I'm not knocking it, but there was like a vision I had, and there were certain things and equipment and things that I needed to kind of make it happen, and I built it very slowly over time. I still don't have like a whole lot of stuff, but that's besides the point. Like I really when 2020 hit, it's funny, it was a month before the pandemic happened. I had got this call to like to do a few gigs and stuff. I was like, I'm gonna use this gig money to kind of just invest in myself. And I actually did purchase I purchased like a machine and like a couple other peripherals and stuff like that. And I had already had, I had beat making experience, and I also had like a whole bunch of music in my head that I hadn't done anything with, had a chance to really record. So I was stuck on it for like a few months. And during that time, I was like, I was hitting up Blue, and I was like, hey man, yo, check this out. And Blue was like, yo, that's cool, man. And It's funny because like when the world did end up shutting down, I did and I started just hanging out with DJ Ray May. I would go to Blue House and we would hang out and chill. And one day I bought my laptop to kind of work on some music. And this is I'm gonna share this. This is something special about Blue. Blue has a really good ear, for like knowing what he can do with beats and stuff and with music. Like sometimes I'll hear my own music and I'm like, oh, what can be done with this? But it's like, Blue will hear it and be like, oh yeah, I can do something with that. So I actually ended up coming over and
Appreciate that, bro.
bringing like 10, I don't know. I had like 10 or 11 beats or something that I had that were like presentable to show. A confession, I didn't like any of them. For
Facts, facts,
real.
yeah. And he's just
Yeah,
saying that, yeah.
I didn't like any of them. And I played, I just played the beats and like saw Blue's reaction. He's like, yo, yeah. I'm thinking
I
like,
was,
yeah,
you know.
like what is yeah, like what does that mean? By the time I'm finished, like by the time I play all the beats, Blue was like, oh yeah, I want all those. And I was like, what? What you mean? Like, because I'm thinking like, man, I just got this thing. I'm just, I'm working on a couple things here and there. I'm still trying to get my foot. And he like, nah, I want all those.
All them joints.
Like, cool. I dropped those in the folder. Granted, all of those didn't get on the album. But from there, like I said, we were hanging out watching Toonami, Don't Ask How, but watching
Classic
just
tsunami.
classics and movies and like chopping it up about music and stuff. And then like he said, while the world was just under distress, you kind of just hear like all the hangouts, all the conversations and stuff. You can kind of hear a sample of that throughout the album. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was definitely just like a just an organic thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We would just hear things and then we would just trust it. We would just go with it. Like, yo, man, yo, let's do something with that. Let's do something with this. So it was a really cool experience. I will say that.
It's
Yeah.
always fascinating to me to hear stories like that, where even in a time where there's a lot going on in the world and it might feel really stressful to make something like that and put it out there, that you guys still pushed through it. And even with all of the, I guess, limitations, you still managed to make something that was really powerful and just. I mean, with the themes of light in the album, especially, I think it really relates to the time that you guys made it in. And it's cool to look back on it and see just how that relates to the world in a lot of different ways.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate
Yeah,
that.
appreciate
I just
that
feel like we was
for
just doing
sure.
our assignment, you know. We just feel like we was called and destined to do that in that moment in time specifically, you know.
And if you don't mind me asking, were any of the shows you guys watched, did you watch Samurai Champloo
Did we?
at all? I didn't.
You talking about during that time?
Yeah, during that time. I was mostly asking because we talked about Nujabes before the interview too.
Oh yeah, me
Oh
personally,
yeah.
I wasn't watching it at that moment. I'm a huge fan of it, but at that moment
Yeah.
during Keys of Light,
Oh yeah,
I didn't watch it.
nah. That wasn't in the rotation. But yeah.
Like I said, Nujabes is a huge influence in general. So you know, even when you know anything that don't even have anything to do with Nujabes, it's going out. His spirit gonna be in there some kind of way. You know, you just never know. You know. Like I said,
Yeah.
I'm listening to Nujabes like constantly, you know,
Yeah.
consistently, you know. So
Do
yeah,
you
man.
have any specific favorites from Nujabes, or do you just love them all?
Man, of course the albums, you know, Metaphorical Music, Modal Soul, but like I like for one, Lovesick Part Two. I know like I meet people and you know that's always the debate which one is the best Lovesick. I love them all, but Lovesick Part Two. It's
So I'm serious.
musical magic, man. It's like spiritual. Like that was like the perfect chemistry of that. You know, the beats, the rhymes, emotions, the elements, the poetry, the way Shingo 2 delivered it. It was, I feel like it was them both at their prime, you know, and they just made something that was just beautiful. And every time I hear it, no matter how many times I hear it, I get like chills, you know, because I just know that's something different. And one of my other favorite songs that don't people don't talk about enough is Ordinary Joe with Terry Collier. And if it when I hear that song, it makes me think of, am I saying it right? Is it Ordinary Joe? I feel like it, or is it
I think
Ordinary
so.
Guy? It might be Ordinary
I think,
Joe.
yeah.
Yeah, and it just feels like you know your granddad's like telling you a story, and you sitting down crisscross applesauce style, and just, you know, tell me a story, and he's just talking, you know, telling you stories about the past and stuff. I love that. You know, shoot, man, it's so many. I can't even think. I can't even think. Of course, Latitude Part Two. That's one. I mean, Latitude Remix. That's, man, Latitude Remix is crazy. That's one of my favorite songs too. You know, so it's quite a few. So, you know, we can go on and on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That's incredible, man.
are there any other hip hop artists that you recommend to people who are maybe not as familiar with the genre?
You want to go first on that novel?
Do you mean of you mean like lyricist, producer, doesn't matter, like what is like what's the
Doesn't matter. I think just in general.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna be biased. I'm gonna say definitely start earlier and kind of work your way up. You know, definitely you know, J Dilla is one of my biggest
Oh yeah.
influences. Yeah, but I would definitely check
Rest in peace.
out you know, yeah, rest in peace to Dilla, man. Some of his like Slum Village stuff, like because I really think like J Dilla's Slum Village is probably where you're gonna hear him the most, because that was his group, you know that he was very much a part of it. You actually hear him lyrically on there as well, you know. Of course, you know your Far Side. If your ear can tolerate it in terms of you know, because some they're not necessarily the cleanest, but Wu-Tang definitely. And the reason I point them out just is just because I really feel like they kind of brought this idea of unique style into hip hop. It was very cool. Like they did like a parallel. They were like very metaphorical to like martial arts styles. You know, old Dirty Bastard, you know, kind of had like a drunken style to his flow. And, you know, he would come in like that, you know, like he, you know, kind of being behind the beat a little bit, on the beat a little bit, you know, just you never knew what he was going to say next. You didn't know what he was going to do next. You know what I mean? Very unpredictable. And you know, he compared that to like a drunken style flow. And so yeah, definitely J Dilla, you know, some Far Side, some Wu-Tang, and maybe just one that's easy to get into, Common, man. You know. Gotta show love to Common.
Absolutely.
Would you say a
Yeah.
Tribe Called Quest is also good to get into? I
I think I'm gonna let Blue talk. I couldn't take all of
Hey, don't even get me started on Tribe, man.
them.
Rest in peace, Fife, man. Yeah, no, Tribe Called Quest, you know, hey, look, man. That's one of the best hip hop groups of all time, in my opinion, you know, and you know, huge influence, you know, just really took this whole under backpack kind of hip hop, kind of carefree be yourself. Hip hop to the next level, and their music aged like wine. It gets better over time, you know. And so definitely Tribe
Facts.
Called Quest. You know, at this point, a lot of people know, but it is a lot of newer fans of hip hop in general and stuff that may not be familiar with Tribe Called Quest and maybe thinking, oh, I hear the name, but like, no, do your due diligence. But like, go check them out. So Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, Rest in Peace, Plug 2, you know, Common is like one of my musical heroes. Lupe Fiasco, also, you know, one of the illest lyricists in the planet. You know, Blue Scholars, Common Market. There's of course Nas. You know what I'm saying? Nas. I mean, shoot, like Nas is Nas. You know, we got, you know, like you said, Daylight, Far Side, Diggable Planets. You know, Arrested Development, Let me see, man. It's so many of them. If we were, I'm going over
Yeah.
classics, but like newer people, there's like you got Logic and stuff. Logic is really dope. You know, of course Kendrick, Cole, and all that. But you know, those, of course, you gonna, you know, people know them. But if you're talking about underground, there's some that, you know, that's underground. Like I was saying, like Blue Scholars and stuff like that. And you know, there's so many of them, man. You know, hey, look,
Yeah,
just
man,
hit me up
cool.
at any time. You know,
Coolie High, Little
Cooley.
Brother, you know what I
Little
mean?
brother, what am I saying? Little, yeah, of course, little brother, man.
You know,
You
and who else? And I'm gonna cut you off.
good, bro?
I have one more. Let's see. It says a Little Brother, Coolie High, and it'll come back. When it come back, I'll drop it when it. But go ahead.
Oh, Mega Ran, y'all. If
Oh
y'all know
yeah,
Mega
oh
Ran,
yeah.
the big bro, yeah, like.
Fashion, yeah, man,
Yeah,
we go for
Fashion, you know what I'm
days.
saying? Yeah,
Yeah.
it's some F that's if y'all wanna know F Fashion is Fashawn, and he
Yeah.
got some amazing music, especially Boy Meets World. Him and
Oh
Exile
man.
produced the whole thing.
Yes.
Same for Blue and Blue, Blue,
Blue and
BLU
XL.
and Exile, Below the Heavens, one of the best hip hop albums of all time. It's an underground album, came out like what, 05 or 07? No, 07,
Oh eight. I think it was
08,
okay. Yeah, I
08,
think it was 08.
Below the Heavens. Oh my, to this day, it's just nothing
Classic.
like it. It's a
It's
classic
beautiful,
album,
man.
man. And that is underground, but it's Harold. It's like a you know, underground classic, but it's not overrated or nothing. I'm telling you click play, you're gonna be like, what is this? Especially in this
Yeah,
time,
man.
it's gonna be even more refreshing than this time. So it's some
Yeah.
dope hip hop that y'all should really check out, man. I think y'all really, really did, you know. And you know, there's a lot more. Of course, New Jahbe's, tons of New
Yeah.
Jahbe's music, you know what I'm saying? So
I suggest y'all grab your pen and paper and pause this video and go back and listen to every artist we just dropped, man. You
facts.
won't listen, you won't regret
That's a
it.
fact. That's an actual fact.
Yeah, I mean, those are, you guys gave so many artists that I think, I don't know if I'd ever have found them if I didn't ask you that. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, well, there you go. Hey, it's an
Hey.
honor.
If you guys can make music for any video game, whether it's already released or coming out, which one would you make music for?
Ooh,
She's
good question.
Scalise.
Good
That
question.
is a good question, man.
You want to go first?
Man, yo, like in terms of like the in the vein of music, you know. That we've done, man. I don't like. I've kind of been on this vibe in recent years when it comes to that topic, where I'm just trying to, if it's a dope idea, man. Like, you know, I like that. That's kind of been what's like attracted me is like the, is you know, indie developers are really doing something special, you know, these days where. You
Yeah.
know, they're kind of like bringing the magic of like your 90s and 2000s creativity and ideas into gaming. And honestly, I really can't give like a definitive answer because like they come with these cool ideas and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, something like that, you know, it's something I would like to see. There's a I can't think of the name of the game, but like, you know, I'm actually into video game composition outside of hip hop production. You know, like that's, you know, that's something I don't really have like a whole lot, like a whole portfolio worth of stuff to show or anything. But you know, I would love to compose for like a Mega Man style game or something like that, or like a, you know, like a Bomberman vibe, or like a Mighty Switch Force, you know, type of vibe. You know what I mean? I'm a huge fan of Vert. You know, I'm not sure if you know Jake Kaufman. You know, he did a lot of chip tune stuff for it's like Shovel Knight. Yeah, like I say, like Mighty Switch Force. He did, I think he did music for Shantae. You know. And you know, so that's kind of like another side of me. Like that's kind of something I would be interested in, production wise. But as far as like, especially like collaboratively with like Blue and I, like man, anything that's in your Jet Set Radio and your you know SSX Tricky, man, like Just really cool arcade style, like sports stuff. I'm super into that.
Do you have any thoughts on that, Sky Blue?
Ah, man, music I want to make for a game. I'm a shoot for the stars with this one. I got two of them. No, I got three. No, I
Ooh.
got four. I got five.
Oh.
Nah,
It's just going.
I want to, of course, one of the first ones is Jet Set Radio Future, which it's an asterisk next to that already. And I know we're gonna get into that already. So you know what I'm saying? And that's it's a blessing for sure, but I definitely do want to make a song for, Jet Set Radio, a type of, like officially, and that's just it, it changed my life, I've never been in Alabama during that time that game came out. I've never seen nor heard anything like it. So, it really had an impact on me. So that's one. And another one is shooting for the stars is Pokemon. I know that's such a random thing to say.
Yeah,
I
man.
mean, but if the fam that follow me would know I have like mad Pokemon songs, like full fledged. I got like HMO2, HMO4, HMO5, Victory XP. I make a lot of references to Pokemon. I'm a Pokemon trainer, So,
Yeah.
okay, but that's a I want to make something for Pokemon. And one of the main things I'm saying is I want to make music for something, my own game, as in
Ooh.
like a game I came up with. So that's it. You
Yeah.
heard it here first. So that's a dream of mine, and that dream will come true. So,
What kind of game do you think you'd make, unless you want to keep it a secret?
man, I cuz I got ideas and stuff, so I don't want to say too much, but
Worries.
it would definitely be like a dope kind of like 3D platformer with some fresh elements to it that you really don't see too much of. But that's all, when nobody coming and taking that, I'm copywriting that, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it'll be fun. I would say some of my favorite games are like 3D platformers from like the 90s and early 2000s and stuff. So one of my favorite games is Donkey Kong 64. So I would like to bring something like that back with like a collectathon, with like cool ways to earn whether like your stars or your bananas. And I'm just using that as a parallel. So it'll be unique ways of getting objectives done and stuff with like really cool music, colorful themes and ideas and stuff. And you might have me
Right.
painting or something. Yeah, I'm saying too much.
Hey.
I think your guys' music would be perfect for a game like that. So it'd be super cool to see it come into reality.
Hey, man, that'd be awesome. And an anime game, of
Yeah.
course. I want to make music for an anime game. So,
Yeah.
of course, yes.
Speaking of painting, this one's for Blue, but you used to do comic book drawings when you're younger. Do you still do that at all? And do you plan on incorporating that into your work in the future?
Yo,
Oh,
you did some
snap.
woo, you did some
Come
homework.
on,
People don't
Doc.
never A lot of people don't even know about that. Yeah, I used to do I used to draw comics and stuff, and you saying will I incorporate it?
Yeah.
Man. And now
Hey, man.
I goes, you look, hey, look, that'll be really cool. You might just have to be you should
That's
be
weird
listening
timing,
and
bro.
you should be watching. Maybe you
Ooh.
should be watching. You should be watching. You know
Yeah.
what I'm saying? But yeah, I do. That is something. And we got Ivy in the cut over there. She do a lot of the art for the covers and stuff, including Keys of Light covers. She humble, but she in the cut right there. You know
Shout
what I'm
out
saying? But
Okami, man.
yeah, Ivy Okami, she be holding it down with a lot of amazing art. So yeah, it's I'm gonna say it's definitely time to incorporate more of that, like more comics and more animated visuals and stuff like that. So I can say as a this will be exclusive here that from here on out y'all gonna be seeing a lot more animated stuff. So you might see comics and you might see the ideas and stuff, and your boy might pick the pen up again too or draw something.
Never
I used to
know,
be
man.
doing that, in junior high and stuff. Like I drew my own comics, man, and I would like it was with the notebook paper and stuff, and I would staple the sides and stuff, and I would draw the boxes and have them screaming out attacks and everything like that. I was inspired by a lot of comics I read like Jade Men, Empire Comics and stuff like that, and Dark Horse, and of course, the DC and Marvel and all that. So that was something that I really liked doing, and I actually wanted to actually pursue that, and I just got caught up in life. But yeah, so I want to start bringing a lot of that stuff back. So, the future looking bright, man.
Oh,
Light.
yeah. You know that.
Do you think that artists should try to stay more present during the day? And if so, what are some things that you guys do to stay more in the moment?
You mean you're saying being present, just like you say, in the day?
Yeah, just throughout the day.
Man. Yeah, you definitely have to make a conscious effort. I might be getting a little philosophical here, but
Oh, go ahead. Let me put my glass on.
there are a lot of things that try to take your mental real estate. And
Facts.
one of the first steps is to kind of accept that, that there is a limit to how much you can take on. One of those things, as you get older, especially, will be the past. Now, the past will try to occupy some space. Then the future, which also doesn't exist like the past, will also try to occupy space. And
Yeah.
it feels warranted because it's like, okay, here are all these things that happened. Here are all these things that contributed to who I am today. Here are my mistakes. Here are my achievements. And that's taking this part of your brain, but that's using imagination. And then there's this part, like, oh, what's gonna happen tomorrow? When I get my test results, or when I get, this tomorrow, when this meeting happened, whatever, so we're thinking about that. And then sometimes in that worry, we spend so much time like over preparing or trying to right our wrongs, so much so that we like sacrifice the present, we sacrifice the moment, and there is, if you're not careful, it's important to understand that those two things are not going to necessarily back off. You have to make a conscious decision to what you're saying to work on being present. Even if it's, there's this new, well, it's not really new, but a lot of people are kind of saying now, oh, touch grass, but seriously, like, go outside,
Yeah,
take a walk, you
facts.
know what I mean? Man, hit up your friends, you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, go, go out, grab something to eat, touch an instrument, do something you like, draw a picture. Even if one of my favorite things to do is just I don't want to say bad, but make a beat where I'm not trying to be good or anything. I just sit down and I just start like hitting stuff. And I'm like, oh, that sound cool, or that don't sound cool, whatever. Like, and I give myself like 10, 15 minutes of just being silly. And sometimes being silly turns into other things, and sometimes it doesn't. And so, yeah, man, like it's super important to make a conscious decision to practice being present. You gotta actually like do it intentionally. Over time, it'll become more natural. But it's a difficult thing to start doing, but it's worth the journey, definitely.
It's almost like a
Sounds
muscle,
powerful.
really. I mean,
Yeah.
I think nowadays with social media especially, I think it's gotten even harder to stay present. And
Right.
I think one thing that helps me personally is when I'm outside and just taking a walk, I try not to wear headphones at all. And I try my best to not look at my phone either. I don't know if you guys do that. And I
Yeah.
think small stuff like that is super important. And
Dude.
I kind of wish this was a more, I guess, prevalent conversation in society. What do you guys think?
Go ahead,
Yeah.
well, I just talked my face off. Go
Nah,
ahead.
man, you was dropping gems, bro. But and you as well. Yeah, it's one of those things, man, like it takes some discipline and willpower in these times, because everything is in your phone and there's so much to be distracted by and stuff. But like, that's another thing why I know we were talking about being present. I was too present at one time, and then over the last couple of years, I stopped being present altogether. I'm just like, yo, y'all might see me once every 4 months if I feel like it, you know, on social media, because I'm like, yo, I got to make sure my peace of mind's right. And you know, I just know you get caught up in the politics of things, you get caught up in what's the news, the current events, you get caught up in, oh, look at this artist is living his best life and stuff, and then you start second guessing what you're doing. And I know a lot of people deal with that, and to this day, and it's like, you know, you have to make sure that you don't lose grip on, you know, just your humanity and grip of life is all together. That's why we on island, we got breathe life, spread love, eat right. A lot, sometimes you got to go outside for real. I mean, not sometimes, you got to go outside as much as you can, breathe in life, and like literally, but and also like figuratively and spiritually as well, because you so much, you know, will pass you by, you know, and you just because you get caught up in the moment, and before you know it, you know, the next thing you might the what might grab your attention is something that happened in your family or something. So it's like, oh, it's always something negative that has to bring you back to reality when you're watching, when you're around these people, or you seeing, you know, nature every single day, you know, and you're just like, all you gotta do is go outside and embrace it and just put your phone down for a while. And it's crazy that that's such a hard thing to do, but sometimes you gotta do that. You gotta fast and just be like, yo, I'm not gonna get on social media for a day. And then, or I ain't gonna get in for a few hours, and then you can upgrade to, oh, maybe 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Like, I ain't doing it this whole week. And you know, like, and I know the fam that follow me, they got used to that now over the years. At first, it was such a, you know, wild concept of like, yeah, man, you know, I've been going the last 2 or 3 weeks. I was like, what? That's not possible. It was like, well, I do it, you know, and you know, and you can still be present. So when you do come back with something, it's more of a commodity and more of a, like excitement of like, oh man, I know when you come back, you're gonna have something when you say something and stuff, you know, it has a more importance to it. But you also you lean by example too, and letting people know that the whole world don't revolve around your phone.
That's it. I mean, really, man.
You've also talked about before, Blue, that it's I forget exactly how you said it, but I think it's something along the lines of not telling everyone about your plans. And I think not using social media and not looking at the news all the time will make it easier for you to do that, I think, because you're not going to be as distracted and you'll be in a lot better headspace overall.
You got to, man. And that's something I've like I worked hard to master that, like, you know what I'm saying? Now, so when I come back and like they don't see me for a while or something, it's like, you know, I drop clues or hints, and they gotta pay close attention to either the emojis or the context of what's being said. I mean, I'm all about detectives and mysteries anyway, so I'm doing a whole different thing. That's a whole nother thing and stuff, but like it's one of those things where, you know, you're giving them, you're just giving them something to remember, you know, especially in, you know, getting lost in the sauce and the sea of current things. And, you know, you following the waves of this is what's popular, this is that, this is. So it's so easy to see something and then forget all about it because you're seeing the next thing. But if you're giving them something that they don't see all the time, or they don't see you often, it's going to stick with them when they do see it, you know?
If I may,
Absolutely.
if anything, it should just tell you how valuable your mind is, because everything wants it, man. Like everything, everybody, like it just wants your attention. And you, at
It's the
some point, you
universe.
have to like sit back and just say, like, what is it about this focus and attention thing that like everything wants? It's like what kind of power? You know, I don't really have the answer to that yet. You know, but like what kind of power do I possess here that like everybody is just it, you know, like literally Instagram could be nicknamed like ooh look at me.com. You know, no offense to anybody doing their thing, but like you know a
What
lot of
is
times I'm
that?
scrolling and it's really like hey like wait don't scroll where are you going like you know like that's kind of the vibe I get from a lot you know it's like this is attention like give me your attention and you know a lot of things compete for a lot of things fight for a lot of things a lot of you know a lot of people are going through you know different psychological things man body dysmorphia and bullying each other and it's just all types of things just for
Arguments and
just, yeah all of
division.
this just to trying to get top comment time, nothing is inherently wrong with these things, of course, in small portions. But at some point, you just got to ask yourself, man, like, yo, if I redirect this attention thing towards, something that I really want to do, something I've been afraid of trying, something that, something that I think, I want to bring into fruition. You got to ask yourself, like, man, how powerful would that be? And I think, just like I said earlier, man, that journey is one worth taking. You know what I mean? So.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah.
If I was gonna s add a comment to that, I think,
Sure.
especially with the development of AI nowadays, it's
Yeah.
become even more important for people to just be real. And it's crazy how valuable it is to just be yourself nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so easy, but it's such a rare thing. I don't know. It scares me a little bit.
That's been
Speaking of
some.
AI,
Nah, go ahead, go ahead. You go ahead.
this is the last thing I want to say. I don't
Oh,
know
you good,
who's
man.
listening to this, but I really wanted to do an AI experiment. You heard it here first, where they create an AI social media app where they're only AI users,
Ooh.
posters, commenters, everything. I want them to leave them alone for a year. I'm just curious to see what would happen to AI. Like would
Wow.
it end up being like a toxic environment? Would it, I'm just curious. Because like if you give them
That's
the ability to post, they know they're supposed to be posting pictures and generate, who knows what direction that would go. And I think that would be a telling image of humanity,
interesting.
of what we're doing. But I don't know. I don't know who's listening, but I was like, yo, let's make that
I hope
That's interesting.
someone who has programming knowledge can listen to this and make that happen.
Facts.
Go ahead, Boo. I'm sorry.
Oh no, you good, you good. Nah, that's it. That's it. I mean, y'all saying it all. It's just, we just gotta lead by example, man. Like the AI and the algorithm is reading things and it's learning and things like that. And it's AI and so in so many ways. So just gotta be careful what you're doing, because maybe it might be up to us as people seeing so much of this AI. And I was dealing with this recently because I released a art project, a video called Lounge of Dreams, and I had a little bit of AI in it. And like I had somebody that said, some that was saying something about the AI. I was like, oh man, AI and stuff. But I was like, one, all due respect, you should be paying, you really should be paying more attention to what I be saying in these albums and these songs and these descriptions, because we'll just write this out for no reason. It's a story and there's more to it, and I'm trying to tell them of like, as this AI thing is, it's I've understand that it's going to be here. Like, it's not going nowhere. Like, so regardless, it's going to be here. So if anything, now it's up to us, the human, to introduce what heart and soul is, because it's trying to learn, and everything going to just feel unnatural, and AI in general, it's just going to feel like robotic and it's going to be stiff and just, or it may look cool, but it's still going to be little things that's off about it and stuff. But,
Right.
so it's up to us to like show you what humanity, empathy and love, what soul, what's feeling about this, what is the true essence of art and what we consider as art, why we consider it art, not just because you could just copy what somebody else do. Like, no, this is the feeling and the thought and the idea and the soul that went into every creation, whether it's physical, whether it is musical or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's up to us in this future. It's a battle in many ways. Battle for the universe. We were talking about the mind. Battle for the universe, man. Battle for the universe. Battle for the universe.
Battle for the universe.
Do
Jeez.
you think that artists should worry about AI at all or just keep doing what they're doing?
Slippery slope, man. I think y'all should just do your thing, man, because it ain't going nowhere. It is what it is. That's just how I feel. I understand, like, how the concerns, I have concerns as well in different ways, but just knowing that it's not going nowhere. So, if anything, now you're feeling like you're against that machine, Now it should use you. It should be motivation now. Like, I'm gonna go even harder, and I'm gonna have to step up now. It's trying to copy what I'm doing. Let me give it something brand new now. You know what I'm saying? Let me just think outside the box more and things like that. So I understand artists and how they may be, worried and have some concerns about it, but it's here, and it could be get to a point where there could be some kind of unity in the midst of that. You know what I'm saying? Because people were concerned when the cell phone came out.
And now it's come so far, and I think in some ways it can be used as a tool, but I don't know. I think that's something we can probably talk about all day.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, you're right.
they debate that for they'll be debating that for the next 10, 20 years while things still advancing, but just don't get lost in the sauce and the mix,
It's true.
I thought that was a lot of great insights. Are there any quotes that you guys live by on a daily basis, whether well known or obscure?
Whoa, oh my gosh. Man, when people ask me questions like this, man, everything that I know leaves my brain.
Yeah,
I gotta
it's
think
like
about it.
it be
Gotta
like
take
that,
your time.
man. Man, I don't want to quote ourselves, you know what I'm saying? But one of as many quotes, but one of his breathe life, spread love, eat right. And that's not just because it's something that we came up with, but because it's very important in this you in the digital age. It's like breathe life in many ways, don't lose sight of what surrounds you, life, outside of this phone. Go outside, touch grass, breathe air, breathe life and spread love to people, also in the digital age. It's so easy to get caught up in, division and politics, arguments and all that stuff, and love, you don't see too much of love. Even speaking of the AI ain't seeing love like that. You know what I'm saying? Seeing nothing but hate and division is learning from that and eat right. In the midst of the digital age, it's so easy to just order something and just go to fast food and stuff when you can, use it, learn recipes and stuff. Go to the Whole Foods health bar. You go, get you some fresher foods than, the poison they're giving
Facts.
us, And but you go ahead, bro. I'm gonna think of some more quotes and stuff. That.
Man, I don't, I guess I wouldn't say it's my favorite quote. This is just the one that floated to the top, so I'll just pick it out. But definitely, like, pick your battles, pick your battles. Is it that quote gets more powerful to me every day. Just because of how prevalent it becomes, every day we have so many things that try to, like I said earlier, take our attention or, attack our minds in the form of worry or in the form of distress. And pick your battles just has this feeling of control, or like this communicates this idea of control. Where it's like, oh, I do have a degree of choice in this, on like what I'm going to decide to take on, when I'm going to decide to trust that things are going to be okay. And I've been kind of like managing, like I said earlier, like what's imagination and what's real. It's like I'm worried about a lot of things that hadn't happened yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, this imagination is coming from the same place that a cartoon is imagination is coming from. It hasn't, before it gets down on paper, this particular thing isn't real, so it has to get to a place where you are making a decision to pick what you are going to take on fully. And you'll learn the reason that you got to do that is because you're going to learn that you don't have a choice. You actually can't take on everything, even if you wanted to. And I know, sometimes as people who want to protect people and provide and want to help people and stuff, that's like a desire, that we have, but it's very important to know when to say, you know what, this one isn't for me. Or I'll pick it up later, or I'm going to be strategic about it, not offer so much energy to it right now,
Actually, yeah, I think sometimes the best thing
Yeah.
you can do is save your energy for the future, because then
Yeah.
you can help more people that way, if that's what you want to do.
Hey, it's
Man.
hey, look, y'all, you absolutely, man. I be thinking about some I say stuff daily and internally every single day is like selflessness, humility, forgiveness, patience, speak softly and sweetly, don't overthink, peace of mind, And that's just something that every day, like in multiple times a day, just in my mind, just saying it, you know what I'm saying? And just it's easy to not lose those simple things. It's so easy to lose sight of that and, lose your grip, get kind of lost in the world in a way, So those are
Right.
things that are super important. And, like you said, it's like pick your battles. It's a battle for the universe.
Better come on,
Battle for the
Doc.
universe, the battle for the universe, man.
Battle
But
for
y'all
the
gotta
universe,
be
man.
careful, pick your battles, but also know that, in the battle that's going on, you gotta be fully prepared for it. You might take a loss, but you get back up, you rise up, you learn from that loss and you go towards your win, because you're gonna go to that win, especially if you're on the right side, and it's dark versus light and all that, wise man right there, one of them said, ally to good, nightmare to you. You know what I'm saying? We got the light out here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Tory Young, man. Rest in
Rest in
peace.
peace. Yeah, I think you were saying something that reminded me of what you said in another interview. You said this, I mean to Blue, you said that it's not about how you fall, it's about how you get back up. And I think that's really powerful too. And you also said that
Appreciate you.
at times, even if you think something like that might be a little corny to say, it's not going to be that way for someone else. So I think no matter what, at the end of the day, it's important to just do what you believe is right, even if it might be seen as weak.
Man, woo,
Yo.
that's that's you
No,
know that's
no, no,
crazy.
no, no, no. Sorry.
Oh, you good? Yeah,
Sorry. I
no,
thought I'd
you're
shut
good.
it. I thought I'd shut it.
It
But
is is
yeah.
it's like it's so
You're
easy for
good.
people, in this social media age, and especially dealing with hip hop as a whole. It's like they so quick to call something corny,
Yeah.
and meanwhile, supporting things that really actually could be corny, because a lot of people faking, putting on personas and stuff and lying all the time and putting on facades. But so the people that's being genuine to themselves and making the music they want to make, whether it's with love, imagination, like we do, we build a whole universe. We got characters, themes, concepts, mystery, lore, and all that stuff that ain't really been seen in music. And somebody, I don't care about that, that's corny and stuff. But I'm like, there's people there's way more people that appreciate it though. That'd be like, yeah, you said this, or you're not worthless and stuff like that. And that person that need to hear that, they heard it and they felt it and they received it. I was like, thank you for, stepping out on that. That take bravery to do something like that. Not just saying for me, for anybody that has a message in their music that's telling people those type of things in these
Yeah.
times, the people need to hear that more than anything. They need to know that they are mean, that they mean something, they're special, that they were not created just to die, that you were created for something, to be somebody. You meant to love each other, love yourself, not be narcissistic, but love yourself, truly love yourself, you know what I'm saying? And understand, why we're here, what we're here to do, and to follow dreams and to come together and friendship, all those. We talk about all that in the music, and that could be quote unquote corny or whatever to certain people. But like you said, it's hey, look, man, we know what we signed up for. It was like, yo, we're gonna step out on that. This is what we're here to do. We're here to we'll shine that light. That's why we shine that light as brightly as we did on Light Switch, because it was like
Yeah.
we gonna share so much light that we gonna name the song Light Switch. We go It's all about that,
Facts. Facts, sir.
That's a masterpiece, by the way. And
Hey, thank you. It's an honor.
I was gonna say I've when I heard you say that, what how it's not about how you fall, it's about how you get back up. I actually started playing Bomb Rush Cyberpunk after that. And
Yeah.
in the game when you have to go against someone to, I think you have to reach a certain combo before them. I think
Yeah, the
it's a
crew
certain number.
battles.
Yeah, that. I was doing that and I was so far behind in the battle and I almost felt like giving up and restarting, but I just kept pushing and I made it. I beat it.
Yeah, man. And
Yeah, you go.
congratulations.
And that's a
Yeah.
feeling that I
Yeah.
won't forget because it's so ironic how that happened in Bomb Rush after I heard that interview.
Wow. See,
That's crazy.
that's a blessing right there, man. Hey, look, I'm happy for you because that's living proof of that. And that seems something so simple as like, oh, you're talking about a video game of that's whatever. But nah, that means a lot because it's in these times that we're in, it's just so much to keep people down, and just make them
Yeah.
feel worthless and make them feel like everything's pointless, So something as simple as, yeah, I was falling behind, but I didn't give up. I just kept pushing and stuff. That
Man.
mentality can be used on anything. That could be used for your job, that can be used for career, that can be used for relationships. In life, in general, those simple things, and all it takes is somebody to step out on that and to create something that'll give people that experience to possibly fall, but also to be able to pick themselves back up and succeed. It's a process. Everybody
Absolutely.
want to jump straight head first in it, but sometimes you got to level up. Sometimes you got to grind. Sometimes you got to get the items you need. Sometimes you
Yeah.
got to get go try it over and over again. But
Yeah,
next time you
man.
go back to it, it's gonna be, coast.
Yeah. And once you know that feeling,
Big facts.
it's kind of just like a snapshot that you can go back to in the future.
Facts. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
What kind of stories inspire you guys outside of games, anime, or music?
Okay. Yeah. Outside of games, anime, music. Oh my gosh. Man, history. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, just different figures in history, man. Biblical stories, man. That's some really inspirational. You
Facts,
know,
absolutely.
biblical based
People
based
sleep on that.
stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Just like I'm a stickler. I love storytelling in general. You know, just books.
Yep.
I'm actually huge. I'm huge on fictional stuff. You know, and I learned it. I learned because I used to be a teacher. I learned that was more of a style, you know, of any more than anything. Or a preference, should I say. But I love fictional stories that kind of have like a parallel, to like the stories that like you can tell like the moral or the, you know, or what they're trying to convey. So I'm gonna be honest, man. Like video games, anime, and I'm glad you asked that question because, you know, the music that we do, just the inspiration, all of that doesn't come from that, you know. And I think people need to hear that, you know what I'm saying? Like every, you know, there's so much more out here. I mean, you can get inspiration from inanimate objects, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can get inspiration and stories and different things and ideas just from nature, you know what I'm saying? Just from all different things around the world, man. You know what I mean? So that goes back to what we were just saying earlier, just about getting out there, being present, you know, in the moment and really just allowing it to be quiet for a few seconds. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand. A lot of people fear silence because if believe it or not, silence can be louder than sound. You know what I'm saying? And you know, because people have to sit and you know, sit with their thoughts and sit with themselves. But sometimes you'll find like, yeah, man, outside of these avenues and these screens and you know, and this all this sound pumping all the time, like, you know, there are all types of inspiration. And even in just books, man, just, you know, it's incredible stories, man. So I didn't touch on anything specific. But I did just want to point to just how there's just so much outside of what you just mentioned that you can find. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's real, bro. Do you guys travel at all, or have you traveled together?
That's crazy. You go ahead, man.
Like it's like especially more recently and stuff. To add, oh yeah, before I get to add to what Navo was saying about that, and your question is same about books and stuff. A lot of books, I read a lot of books, a lot of books on, especially fiction. A lot of things, books I'm reading now is like a lot of the Five Nights at Freddy's books and the Fazbear
Oh.
Frights and Pizzeria Tales with Pizzaplex and all that. It's got the fictional, but it has some morals in there for sure. It a lot of them endings can be bad, but it's some morals. There's a reason that it got to that point. Inspired by that life, my life story has been insane, so I pull from that all the time, and cartoons as well, a lot of 90s cartoons. I got 90s Doug right now playing. I got my Rocko's Modern Life
Oh
shirt
yeah.
because
Yeah,
I got
man.
my
Yeah,
sky
man.
blue on Modern Life because my life has been very unmodern, so that's something I pull from as well. But
By the way, I love your guys' style when it comes to fashion. I just wanted to say that.
oh man,
Of course, man.
appreciate it, fam. Appreciate it. Yeah, traveling, you know what I'm saying? Dreamer, I want to see the world and stuff. Plans to go to Japan and all that, and different countries and stuff. We be watching different videos on YouTube. It's like, oh, 2 3 hours of walking in Japan or this country and street food and stuff. But as of now, I've been to quite a few places, like in the U.S. and stuff. That's a blessing. I went on multiple tours, mainly with my big bro Mega Ran. He took me to the West Coast and went to the East Coast and. But we just recently went to Maryland for MAGFest, which is a huge video game music festival and stuff. So with the whole crew, that video is on YouTube. If y'all ain't seen it, our whole performance, that's easy like our biggest performance, and it looked like a movie when you watch it back, so that was so fun. We went there in New Jersey as a crew. I just got back from Texas, South by Southwest. Oh, Navo was with me. Sublime Cloud, we was out there at South by Southwest. That was incredible. Like that
It
was
was really
such an
dope.
experience, man. And it's a lot more things coming up. So, we about to be on the move,
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, can I think for a second?
You
Man,
good?
yo,
Yeah,
take
take
the
your
time,
time.
man.
Yeah, we cool. We cool.
Speaking of traveling, have you guys ever thought about doing a tour?
Absolutely. I'm talking to somebody that shout out to the big bro IQ. He recently talked to him yesterday, and he was yeah. So but yeah, tours are it's actually super time for tour because I haven't went on a tour since before 2020. So my last tour was in California and on the West Coast and stuff. And since then, I haven't been on the road, and I've been planning to do it, but I was like, I'm trying to. Make sure to get this big project up. I'm gonna not say too much. Yeah, I've been trying to finish some stuff up. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to close out this battle. I've been trying to
Oh, the
close out this
universe.
battle real quick. You know what I'm saying?
On
And then,
somebody, hey.
you know what I'm saying? Hey, it might be a little Easter egg, trying to finish that up, but then planning to be traveling. So a tour is in the horizon. It's not a locked in, but it's a definite. I definitely have to put a tour together. So it would be awesome if Navo could come with me. Sublime Cloud, DJ Raymay, shout out to the bro, Mayday Glow. He gonna be dropping a
Mayday
project
Glow, man.
soon, and he's dope. You heard him on My Turn, and you be seeing on the videos of us performing and stuff. You might see him on the stage with us and stuff, holding it down. But yeah, so tour is definitely on the horizon. Absolutely, from here to the stars, from the clouds to the stars. Okay, we coming.
I don't know if you guys have an audience in Hawaii, but if you decided to come here, I'd definitely go.
Yo, you in Hawaii?
Yeah. Oh,
Set it up, fam.
you didn't
Let's go.
realize that.
Yeah,
Oh.
we
I'm
had a
trying
conversation.
to, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, I'm trying to come to Hawaii for sure. Like, absolutely.
Even if I'm the
Yeah.
only one that shows up, I'll come.
And we, you
Man,
know what I'm
it's all
saying?
good,
Yeah.
bro.
It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? We gonna come for the experience and we gonna have a good time. It's gonna be like a it, it's gonna we gonna perform like it's 1,000 up in there. You know what I'm saying?
Heck
We
yeah.
go we gonna have a good time. So that's cool though. Like that's one of my dreams is to go overseas and different countries and stuff and different islands and things like that. So that's really cool. So yeah, I'm
Yeah,
sure
well,
Hawaii's in the future.
if you guys are ever down, I mean, we can meet up, go surfing or
Word
something.
up.
Surf
Hey, you might
sub,
have to teach me,
absolutely,
man, but
absolutely.
I'm not the
That's what I'm
best.
trying to
Don't
do.
get it wrong. But
Hey, I'm about to get my auto rocket on when I get out there. You know what I'm
hey, you
saying? My
know,
Johnny
they know
Tsunami
about
on. You know what I'm
it.
saying? My
We're gonna enter a
Kelly Slater.
competition. No, I'm just kidding.
Word. Man, I'm with it.
Hey.
Is there a style of music that you guys aren't as familiar with, but want to dive deeper into and maybe make music in that style?
Oh
You want to
man.
start that one off? I already know what I'm gonna say. Well, you know,
Sheesh.
gonna be random, but
Style of music that I'm not that familiar with. I'm almost in a position where I don't know what I don't know. I'm not
it's
even sure
the maestro.
what style of music. I'm saying that very humbly, because I know that there's styles of music I don't know about. I think I've paid so much attention to what I do know. I will say the metal genre. Like I've actually gained a lot more respect, especially on the musicianship side over the past 10 or so years. Like I would just kind of go back and listen, like, yo, that bass player, guitarist, a drummer, they're doing stuff that's not normal. Like,
Yeah, they
that's
wild.
out of this
That's crazy,
world.
yeah.
One of and it, this is just like a theory I have, but one of my favorite New age bass players is Thundercat, and I'm sure you know about
Thundercat, yeah.
Thundercat.
The goat.
Thundercat used to play with the play with what play I believe play with the metal band. I think was it man, was it like Suicide Machine, something like that. But he used to play with like a metal band, and I really think that he has jazz influence, or jazz improvisation with heavy metal technique. And so it's like you can hear that combination in his music where he's playing super fast and stuff, but then the lines and stuff are very a little jazz, a little metal at the same time. Like you can hear that. And so I was kind of like, yo, to add some of that technique, at least for dexterity, to my arsenal, man, I would love to kind of just do like a deep dive study on just the music in and of itself, and just like the musicianship, how a practice session, looks for a musician that's playing that style of music. So yeah.
Art. What about you, Blue? So can mine not be one that I'm not familiar with? Can it be something that I am familiar with that I want
Yeah.
to dabble into? Or does the question, or does it fit better with something, a genre that I'm not too familiar with, or both?
Honestly, just answer it however you want to.
Okay. I already kind of a little bit, because there's a lot of different sounds in the music, in different styles and stuff, but I want to get into like some 90s, like alternative rock, you know what I'm saying? Like
Oh
some
yeah.
Sugar Ray, some Sublime, some Third Eye Blind, stuff like
Yeah.
that. Like I just want to kind of that, I think it could be dope, like I'm saying that plus some ska rock. So people that know ska rock, the SKA rock and stuff with like the horns and stuff, up tempo and stuff, Less Than Jake, Real Big Fish, stuff like that. I'm a big fan of that actually. And like, and you know, I think what the sound that we already do, it will fit that well of blending hip hop with that, I think that'd be really
Yeah.
crazy, because a lot of their songs, a lot of their concepts are
Yeah.
like, the songs are very vibrant, but a lot of the themes might be a little darker, but they make it more up tempo and like New Radicals, Maybe You Get What You Give. Like that's one of my favorite songs ever. And I was like, man, I could do like a hip hop version of that, so I do want to dabble in that. I would say jazz, but I already do that a lot. I dabble in that a
Hey.
lot. So if we talking about, something I'm not too familiar with, I'm may get into, some polka or some operas. You know what I'm saying? But
Classical.
seriously, yeah, since some
Hey,
classical, like get my Beethoven on, you know what I'm saying?
watch out.
My flows are, you know what I'm saying?
Watch
Like,
out,
I
man.
already been getting ready, you know?
Yeah.
But definitely that alternative rock and ska rock. I do wanna I wanna do dabble into that.
I'm gonna have so
Oh,
many
awesome.
new artists to look into after this interview because you guys are name dropping so many
Oh,
amazing
word.
things that I've never heard of.
That's
Word.
awesome,
Yep.
That's dope. That's dope. And yo, it probably gonna be people watching back that ain't gonna know a lot of these artists too. So y'all check them out. Like I'm telling you, when y'all even the song I was naming, like I'm telling you know, that might be some life-changing songs and artists that y'all might get put on. I know it was for
Never
me,
know.
especially in homelessness and foster care, all that. Like a lot of those songs really stuck with me and still to this day resonate. So, you know, might be, you know, soul cleansing, you know. Never know.
Yeah, big facts.
Can I think for a second?
Oh, you good. You
You
good.
know that?
Yeah. It's important.
Yeah.
See how we got the Mega Man shirt on. You know what I'm
Oh,
saying?
yeah, you
Got
know
the Mega
that.
Man X on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That
That's
is
the whole
extra. That's a good
squad,
score.
man. What'd you say?
I said that's the game you wanted to compose for, I think.
Hey, big Mega Man fan,
Yeah.
yo. Yeah. Blue know
Yeah.
that. Yeah.
As someone who sometimes struggles with kind of getting in a flow or finding a comfortable rhythm, whether it's just speaking or in life, I was wondering, have you guys ever struggled with that? And if so, what are some things that you think helped you find your voice within that?
That's a good question.
It is.
I think. Oh, you want to set it up?
No, I actually want to hear what you I'm actually here to listen.
And it what's crazy is I'm nervous right now. I'm you to fidgety a little bit and stuff, but you know it's like when I tell people that a lot of people don't know. When I do tell certain people that, it's like what? Like I'm like, yeah, I was nervous up there on stages. I was like, nah, it don't seem like it. But I've always been kind of like a timid guy, you know. And I think one of the things that really helped me like get I come out of my shell. I'm touching on that a lot more recently in the music too. That's a theme I keep kind of like touching on of coming out of a shell, is because of like it's becoming more confident, not in the least bit arrogant, still being humble, but like more confident in like who you are as a person and as an artist. Because when you've been through so much stuff, you know, the least the your situation and current, like whatever it is you're nervous about speaking or nervous about performing or doing an interview or something like that, you think about like, look how far I came though. And like think about like what has the music done for people, or even the interviews of people like, yo, this interview really helped me out and you know, it really uplifted me and stuff. You think about that, and then it just starts flowing out more because you're thinking more about the impact it's gonna have than yourself
Right.
and how you feel, your anxieties, your worries, your hands sweating a little bit, you know, just being real about it, you know, and
Yeah.
giving people that raw, because there's people that can relate to that and be like, man. You know, like, yeah, I understand where you're coming from on that, but it's something that I love to do this. I love what we're talking about. I love music. I love the anime video. I love all this stuff. Is, you know, it's not a facade. Like these are things that we love. So we're talking about what we love and doing what we love, and to other people that has been affected positively by it, that love the same
Right.
thing. That's a unity. That's a connection like that. That just helps you like kind of chip away from that shell that's been brought up on that wall that you've built up of anxieties and stress and stuff. You just gotta kind of let it flow because life is short. Well, life can be short, you know, but it's like in that moment though, that's what's important, is what's going on at that moment. And at that moment, this moment can last forever. This interview can be last forever on the internet. So you just kind of putting yourself out there, just kind of like letting
Wow.
your soul, you know, just kind of pouring it out and just letting it flow. Because somebody is going to affect somebody. And when we watch it back, I watch the interviews back and I'm like, yo, I learned something from all of us, you know? And that was worth the risk. of being nervous and like, I hope I don't stumble on the words. I hope everything is right. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you just gotta let go of you could be your own worst enemy. It's a battle. It's a battle for a universe, but you
It
know, we're prepared for it. Just let it
right there.
flow.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and just to add to that too, man. Being nervous, I think accepting that that's natural. Like being nervous is like, yo, that's something all of us get with. Like Blue said, I mean, I'm nervous right now, like naturally nervous, in a way that, what I learned about nervousness though is like, okay, it's almost like your mind kind of like providing you with this energy, like to make sure that you got enough to make this big task happen. And sometimes like it overdoes it. It's like, yo, I got enough, yo, calm down. It's like, nah, man, you
Facts.
need all this. You need all of it. But at some point you like you'll find like, yo, like I can use this, and think of it as just like a big supply of energy, you know what I'm saying, to help you, actually execute it, execute what you're saying. I actually got this verb that I don't want to say I came up with, because with the internet you learn you didn't come up with anything, but anyways, it's called domaining though. And domaining is kind of like a parallel word to being present. And it's just this acceptance of accepting where you are. Like right now I'm in an interview. Whether I'm stumbling over my words or not, I'm in the interview anyway. So it's like, why not have confidence while I'm in here? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I'm gonna be here. If I decide not to have confidence, well, guess what? I'm in the same place. So it's like, now you've
Word,
kind of
word.
got these two choices where you're like what I was saying with picking your battles. Now you got these two choices that while you're accepting where you are, and you get to kind of just choose, like, while I'm here, I'm just gonna do my best. Like if I stumble, cool. If I don't, cool. It's like, I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? And I use that everywhere. Like when I go to work, I work because I'm at work. Like, like when I'm making music, like what's the point of like, not giving it your all while you're in there? It's like I'm in here now. Like just, be as creative as you can be. Like do what you're gonna do if you're gonna make the decision to be here. So when Blue and I said yes to the interview, when I clicked the Zoom link, I was saying like I'm doing the interview. So my brain is like, Donovan, do the interview. Here we are. With
Facts. That's
everything
real.
you got,
Yep.
Yeah.
That's real.
I guess from my understanding, it based on what we're talking about, I think it's really just logical to be the best you can with whatever you've got.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think
That's all you can do, really.
I think sometimes we might lose sight of that, and I think it's important to talk about it too, because one of the things I love about doing these is that if I have a question like that and I have all these anxious thoughts or worry, I can ask people like you guys about it, and not only do I learn about it, but I think I can also help someone else out there who might be struggling with that. And it goes back to what we were saying about impacting people. And
Exactly. And you just never know who needs it, you know, whether it's a little segment of this interview or us in general. Like my last 2 days, I've been kind of in my head and, just going back and forth and, feeling okay. Then like, I don't know if I feel too good right now or something. And this interview really, just like brighten up my spirits, you know? So you just never know, who needs it. And now we're in the interview and needed it. So, that's just letting, just letting go and letting it flow, man. Just,
We never know what the
definitely.
outcome's going to be.
That's right.
Absolutely. But we're enjoying it in the moment, and it's going to show on the watch back, because that's, we're enjoying this together, and that's
And
what it's about.
I feel really grateful, by the way, for just everything we've talked about today, and you
Thank you.
guys
Thank you.
being really cool people, and just I'm super excited about everything you guys are doing, and thank you for joining me today. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
it.
Thank you for
Thank you for
having us.
having us for real, man.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's only up from here. We only getting started.
Oh yeah, you know
Same for you. You doing your thing too, man. I'm tell
that.
hey
Yeah, man,
y'all,
we
the
see you,
watching the
man.
back. Trust him. Got some really dope music, dope artists. Be holding it down on the keys as well, the composing and all that. You know, you being humble, but he's dope artists as well. So
Thank you.
definitely.
Well, that's gonna wrap it up for today's interview, unless you guys have anything else to say.
Man,
I
other
got it.
than thank you for having us, man. Like, and just taking the time to just hit us up, man, and have us a part of this. Just this cool thing you got going, man. Like for
Yeah.
real, man. Like you got a super bright future ahead of you, man. Like I
Absolutely.
can see it
Thank
from
you.
here. You definitely have a light that shines. That's just really really telling. I can see your passion. I can see I can feel your energy. It feels very genuine, and because of that, like, man, much success is on the way, man. For real.
Keep pushing,
Definitely.
keep
Keep pushing
pushing if you
forward.
keep saying
Hey, look, man. Well, hey, look,
It's
I'm just
that.
it's just a, it's really an observation, man. I'm just
Yeah.
speaking the truth.
So
Thank
keep
you.
pushing. No matter what. You know, just keep pushing. Like I said, no, it's crazy. And it's so, you know, it's so fighting against algorithms and there's so many other artists and stuff, but just keep doing what you're doing because it's gonna reach the people it needs to reach in due time. Just keep trusting them and yourself, the music that you're doing. Following your heart, you know, and taking it a day at a time. And, you know, like I said,
Yeah,
thank you
man.
for the opportunity, you know. Hey, just y'all, you know, I know people been, but everybody, the fam that's watching, appreciate y'all watching. And look, I love y'all. And I know y'all asking for new music. I've been hitting, just know it's about to get intergalactic after this, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
This
battling the
battle for the
universe.
universe, you know what I'm saying, that we in right now, after this battle's over with, you know, after this battle's over with, we'll take this show on the road and everything like that. So
Hey,
y'all stay
look.
tuned. It's about to get crazy. I'm telling y'all, I'm
The
excited.
light's
I'm
gonna keep
excited.
getting brighter from here.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's, you
man.
know, the light shining.
Definitely.
We're only getting started. Appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah,
Spread love,
man.
man.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And you can check out Sky Blue and Nava the Maestro on Spotify, iTunes. I think basically everywhere you can listen to music, right?
Yeah, or you can, you know, look up in the clouds. You might see me up there, you
Look
know.
for the light. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all. Paint the
Yeah.
sky blue.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Love you, Sky
Uh-oh.
Blue and
Y'all see
Nava.
that? Y'all see
Hey, how you do that?
that?
How do
Man,
you
I don't
do
know, man. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it's
that?
Apple shenanigans. I ain't even asked Apple to do all that.
I should do that for the outros.
Yeah, that'll be dope. I'm still new to this Zoom thing. I gotta get some
But
cool little stuff going too, man. Y'all.
thank you guys.
Hey, thank
All right,
you.
man. Peace.
Peace, man.